Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Take one.
I need to burp immediately.
I just did. When we were saying three, two, I was like, one.
No, I had to go silent.
Because I needed to, but I thought I'd do it off
Poppers,
the pod.
Guys, Merry Poppers.
She's being pretty rude right now.
Someone had no manners. No class. Welcome to Podmas.
Seventh day of Podmas.
Over halfway of
that's
Podmas.
Mad. I love how we haven't still thought of like one gift. It's like we've had seven goes to be like what they gave to me. It's like
I think the consistency was the one and only gift. I think that's who knew? No one would have put that on their list. I think the consistency, have we or have we not pulled it out of the bag so far? Touch word on this.
I can't believe it.
Today's one might be a bit late because I think I'm going to go and buy a turkey. But apart from that, I think the consistency has actually been a really nice, I think, show for ourselves of this is the energy that we want to take into a new chapter, shall we say.
Oh, that's amazing. Are you feeling a bit anxious about starting
about
a new chapter?
A new chapter?
Have you got maybe, would you call it new chapter
anxiety, some may say. What about you? Are you feeling the new chapter anxiety?
I'm not feeling it yet, but I know I'm going to. So I'm having the anxiety about the new chapter anxiety.
Yeah, getting a bit better with it.
But I know that it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going through big changes, right?
My chapter has started. I mean, oh my fuck, can I tell you about yesterday?
Yeah. Oh my
the
God,
fucking
you
van
the
situation.
Out.
It was no, just oh my fuck, my life has crashed.
Yeah, oh
yesterday.
My fuck. Yeah, I feel it.
It was absolutely horrific. So my new chapter started with an absolute flop, as it always does. I had a van booked to move all my stuff back from London. Mm-hmm. I'm starting my new fucking chapter.
Yeah.
I'm having a 2023 is my year of fun.
She's got
I can't afford
to
rent then in that year. So I've got to be able to afford
priorities.
Flights.
Uh-huh.
And fun things. So I had a van booked. I was going to move all my stuff back from London to my house in Oxfordshire with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, it was raining. I was hungover. I had a fun night the night before. It was
maybe
not
too much fun.
Maybe too much fun. I had a good night. But which we keep hinting at like quite embarrassing things. It's quite embarrassing to not say anything, but I also just think, look,
she's having that's all you need to know, she's having fun.
But then the fun abruptly stopped because I was waiting, so it was supposed to arrive between 11 and 2. It was about 1 and I thought the tracking link wasn't working. And I was like, this
suspicious.
Is a bit weird. Like surely there's supposed to be a tracking link by now.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we can't assign you a driver. I phoned up any van. I'm going to call them out because they fucked me off so much.
Yeah, go
they
for
actually
it.
Ruined my, I was going to say
they
life.
Ruined the new chapter.
Let's not be dramatic. Day.
Yeah.
Week,
yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking on hold for ages. The guy was like, oh, sorry, it's not looking good, actually. I don't think we're going to be able to find you one today. And I was like, there's someone moving into my room tonight. In fact, she's already here. I need to be out of this house.
Yeah, you need to get me out of here.
Like, I can't obviously just have all my stuff here. And also, like, there's far too much to fit in a car. It's...
You did say also quite impressively that you'd had it booked for weeks.
Months. I'd had it booked for a month this day. So what do you mean you can't find
Pretty
me a driver?
Prepared, yeah.
It was the World Cup final, which makes me think the people with vans...
They were a bit
were
hungover.
I'm thinking it's like men that drive these vans.
It was on
in
that
my,
day.
Just in my patriarchal
course it
way.
Is. They're men with Ven.
They're men with Ven, and I'm sure they want to watch the World Cup final. That was my thinking.
Men with Ven.
That's from Peep Show, did you know?
I know, yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, but I thought you just thought you came up with it, and I was going,
no.
That's from Peep Show. So then on hold for ages, he kept fucking going through departments. He said at one point, I'm standing behind the people right now that are trying and they're working tirelessly. It's like, can I have a word with them?
Really, like, he's on the, what's it called, the Death Star.
Stop referencing Star Wars
references. I'd rather reference Star Wars than Peep Show.
Yeah, same.
Peep Show makes me feel sick.
Which one's less cool?
They both have their flaws. It's the straight white male audience that ruins it for both of them.
Well, I almost think, something I always think is a red flag of people reference, and I think this show, like, has its place. Mm. It's funny in places. When a boy references Always Sunny, I think that's a bit of a red flag.
Okay.
It's just a bit like, oof, it's got the Peep Show energy, even though I love Peep Show.
He thinks he's funny.
Yeah, it's just not good. Or like,
right, so this van got cancelled, did it?
Van got cancelled. He was like, look, it's not coming. And the guy on the phone, the annoying thing
he was like, nobody's coming, Harry.
And truly, no one was coming. I'm just here with like loads of staff.
And like, then he was goes like, without saying, nobody's coming, Harry. You're going to have to go boss your way out of here.
It was depressing. And then the annoying thing that he said on the phone, he was like, I know it's going to be really hard, but just try and have a good day. And I was like, well, I'm not going to, am I?
Why How? Is that so the sentiment of this podcast? Guys, I know it's going to be really hard. I know, like, it's really hard, but just
go and have a hot chocolate. Just if you just do one try. Thing, just have a nice
The
chocolate.
Least you can do is enjoy it.
Just devil snare, you'll relax devil into
snare,
it.
Devil snare.
So he fucked me right off. And so I was just, I was like, what the hell am I going to do? Obviously phoned my mum crying, being like, I don't know what to do. And she has saved the day. She was like,
she was
ill as well. The flu's going around.
Right.
Second reference. That's second point now.
If you didn't know, guys, I'm holding Seffi to a tally. She's now got one mark against her name left.
And I'm going to use
it. She can
it
mention
well.
This illness. Yeah, and you have to use it well.
I will use it.
Otherwise,
well.
Otherwise, there will be consequences that I'll think of in my own time.
So she came to London, which was fucking crazy and nice of her. Mm. Late in the day as well, about 5. Drove the whole way. We packed in the car with as much we could, but I've had to leave like a mattress in the house, a bed frame, and like,
yeah, if anyone in the area needs a mattress,
well, no, I'm gonna have to go back and get them. I can't leave these girls with this fucking mattress.
No, yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go in the next few days, but honestly, obviously I got a full refund from any van, but it's just like, are you joking?
Yeah,
it's not enough. Yeah. You fucked me over.
They did. So that wasn't fun. Hard when a new chapter starts, almost like, don't you find when you're thrown into something and it kind of feels like, oh, thrown on the deep end, it's hard then to gain back the momentum that you've lost.
It wasn't like a smooth, right, everything transition. Went well, like, oh, it was just the biggest nightmare ever. It was just a day of like waiting, and thank god my mum could come and help me, because it was, yeah. I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for her. Like, I literally don't know. I would have had to like sleep in the hallway or something for these poor girls.
I'd have to sleep on the sofa.
But it's like, you don't live
Wait
here
till
anymore.
Tomorrow.
You don't
yeah,
live here
I know,
anymore.
I know. It's not good. It's not good.
These poor girls.
It's stress that you don't need in your life. You don't deserve that stress.
It wasn't great, but it all has worked out, and like, most of my stuff is here now. I'm still in chaos, but like, I'm just relaxing.
When are we not?
It.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad, that bad in some kinds of chaos. I can
when
relax
you can
into
make it.
It
fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say your birthday's at the end of the year.
27th.
It's coming right up.
It's coming up.
Do you think that adds to the vibe of like closing chapters at the end of the year, moving into like a new space?
It has to, yeah, because I get my new year and my new age at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I receive
like
them. It's it's quite fun. I get kind of knighted as a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's almost like this is the year of 2023 and it's also your year of being 26.
Yeah, it's quite
like
clean,
I get my
it?
It's all quite neat.
What are your thoughts on your year of being 26?
It's the year of fun, hopefully.
Your year of fun, yeah.
And that's it. I definitely feel I'm aware of this term late 20s creeping in, which I don't love.
Been what made aware of the term.
Do you feel like that as a 26-year-old that can shine some light on it?
I'm in two minds about it. I'm every day feeling the impending doom of my worthlessness as an aging woman.
100%. That we're just in decline.
Yeah, constantly declining. And there's nothing I can do about it. I'm free falling against my will.
Exactly. Whilst the men are just glowing up year on year.
Oh, they're looking great. Yeah.
I know.
But I do think I had this 23, and I think I'm having it again now where I keep thinking, I think I was born to be 26.
That is amazing.
Like, when I was 23, I was like, whoa, 23 is really my year, my Jordan year. This is really my year.
Yeah.
And now maybe it's the 23 again that I'm going to be, that I'm 26 in 2023, but I'm like, I think I was born to be 26.
That sounds really nice.
And it's a load of bollocks, like nothing's happened.
Mm.
Oh, I just got a notification, it's put the fear of God in me, something about Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
I literally saw your face freeze.
That's giving me anxiety of a new chapter anxiety. I'm like, I need to be there and I don't know what I can do. Taylor, if you're listening.
What happened with these tickets? I saw the statement that started with, it goes without saying.
Which was honestly my life completed. I don't even want to talk about it. Basically, I'm scared about that. Anyway, I feel like I was born to be 26, which obviously is fake. Like, that's not even real. It's just my perception. Like,
no, it's actually like objectively like it's shit.
Stupid. Yeah.
It's like, actually like, it's like bullshit. Dumb. It's almost like, but that is just a passing thought that you said out loud now.
But I'm holding on to it, and it's 100%. Really actually helping me out. It's really getting me through my days. Sometimes the mindset is everything. Not all the time, but sometimes.
I think all the time.
No.
Oh, no, there are some things that are objectively shit. There are.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. But I do think, like, in the just, like, a neutral day, you have...
some control.
So much power, I think, just on your day of, like, whether that... like, for example, even yesterday, everything going fucking badly.
Mm-hmm.
You can either view it as, the way I viewed it, my life is falling apart, the van has failed, and that means everything has failed. You can't even book a fucking van, you idiot. Like, everything's gone wrong. You have to phone your mum to come and help. Blah, blah, blah. Just nightmare. Like, sort it out. Or, like, the new chapter's done. Like, you fucked it before you've even started it. Or you can view it, which I was kind of doing as well, of, like, thank God my mum could come and help this.
Yeah.
Like, I've got most of my stuff out of here. Like, you, this is life. Like, there's the fun chaos of life, all of the stuff. And it's like, you have the option, really, to, like, change things with your perception.
Sometimes when things go wrong, I actually really like it.
It depends.
It really depends. But I think sometimes when nothing's going wrong in life, it allows all of the shit in my brain to just, like, take over. Yeah, and just create its own mess. Whereas, like, when there's actually a mess, and I've had it before, like, in group situations where something will go wrong and all of a sudden I'm the one holding us together, and I think, I'm in bed crying every day, and yet look at us, who'd have thought, look at us, why am I so comfortable in mess? It's like, yeah, because you're preparing yourself every day
for mess
and stressful situations. Like, don't you find, like, sometimes when things actually go wrong, it's kind of not as bad as you thought it would be, so you end up feeling pretty capable.
It's a similar thing. I almost had a thought, like, a few years ago that's kind of been a recurring thing, like, you will always be stressed about something. There will always be a worry. So almost, yeah, you could be lying in bed on the perfect day, relaxing away, and suddenly it's like, oh, now I need a wee. So you go and have a wee, and then you get back into bed. It's like, but now I want a cup of tea. Okay, you go a cup of tea. Blah blah. You always kind of be like, there's always a thing to do. It's like, oh, but you haven't done your homework, whatever, or like whatever it is. Oh shit, my rent's got to get paid. Oh, my fucking friend's being annoying. Uh-huh. All of the stuff. My socks are itchy.
Yeah, whatever. We get it. We're there. Yeah,
everything is annoying. But if there's actually a thing that's like, I am stressed about this thing, it's like, suddenly you don't really need a wee that bad, and a tea it's not really on your list. Your socks are fine all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, there's always something to worry about. So if you just relax into the fact that, like, for example, yesterday I was stressed about a van. Today I'm stressed about the mess that came with the mess that's in my room. Van's irrelevant now.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be something. So you might as well relax into the fact that you're always going to be riding some kind of stress.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This might sound like a bit negative, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Has there ever been like what you would describe now with hindsight as a chapter in your life that you were really excited for, but looking back, you're like, that didn't go well and it went badly. Do you know what I mean?
That's really interesting. Let me actually have a think about that.
Because I think sometimes like we have like all these hopes and expectations of what a new chapter is going to hold for us. And then when things go differently or even like quite badly or end in like a painful situation, it can be really, really devastating. And then you move into your next new chapter with loads of lessons learned and like new takeaways that you're bringing in.
Yeah. I think there's been fucking loads. I almost feel like one that was kind of hard was, I think when you are moving into a new house, and I'm going to say my second year of uni house, they're still like I've lived with them first year, second and third year, just moved out of the house with one of them. Like they're still my best friends. But we definitely, we always talk about it. There was just three of us and that was fucking hard. Like, I think that was a big mistake for us to do that. Like, I think when we not bought the fucking house, decided fucking rented the house, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
In Brighton, South Over Street. Great. Stunning. Great fucking steep hill. God, as steep hill. As a hill can get in this life. Right at the top, we thought, this will be really
That'll
fun.
Be like, good.
We're gonna have so much fun in this house. And every single one of us, I think it's fair to say, we all had a pretty fucking shit time. There were really good moments there and we did have a good time, but I think we were all struggling in different ways. And I think it's difficult to live with three people, like there being three of you. I think it's a tough,
three's a crowd.
Especially them being the people you do everything with. It was before I really knew you.
Yeah.
Like, it was incredibly intense. We would argue a lot. We'd also do, but it was just the kind of thing, we'd go to uni together, we'd eat together, we'd chill out together, we'd go to a party together, like everything was together.
Yeah,
it was far too much. And I think we can all look back on that now and be like, that was a mistake, we should have had more people there.
Yeah.
And it was just tough. And I think that actually, when I think about how excited I was to live in that house, and now, you know, when you get a feeling, it's like, oh, if I say the South Over Street house, oof, gives me a feeling.
Do it gives you me think, a bit of like, you know, when sometimes we do the whole thing of everything happens for a reason and like, well, you're going through it because you need to learn a lesson and like all of that stuff. Like,
no,
but what was the lesson, do you think, that you got from that?
The lesson was, I think, you can get through anything with like true mates sort of thing. Like, I genuinely think really like cute. we really fucking all struggled that year with each other. They fucking wound me up and I'm sure I wound them up, and we all fucking struggled and it was just like, oh, these fuckers. But actually it's like, god, what a fucking funny thing that we did. We just went mental in a house together for a year.
Such as uni, to be honest.
We all turned in on each other. We all, like, it was just, we were crazy. But also living with this other, there was one other guy there who we didn't really know.
No, yeah.
He didn't really do much to mental. Help. He was a crazy guy. Like, he was a real techno raver. I actually kind of got on with him. But it wasn't the easiest situation. Was there a chapter for you that you think, like, that you look back on and just think, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be?
Oh my God, so many. So
Go
many.
Go on.
But don't you think that's just life? It's just you're constantly being thrown into things that are just slightly different than what you were imagining, or like,
but like,
harder.
Have you had a disappointing one that like, oh, that gives me like a badness feeling?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can delve into any.
Yeah. I think a big one for us was leaving uni. Do you think? Like,
that
first year out of it was, I mean, we both
took
it pretty hard.
Oh my God.
Both took it to heart.
The thing that
bit.
Was hard about that was that I knew it was going to be the worst moment of my life. And then it was. Like, it was so annoying. Yeah. It was like, in my head, I was like, fuck, I think it's going to be really shit leaving
the
uni
pits.
And all the expectation on you and the adjustment and leaving Brighton. And like, oh my God, I think it's going to be tough. But hopefully I'll pull it out of the bag. No. The bag was nowhere
Pandemic
to be seen.
Hits. You're stuck in it for much longer than you thought you'd be.
Yeah, but
That was hard.
That was hard. But I think if that's a chapter that you're going to be moving into soon, what would the advice be that you would give?
Devil's Snare, relax into it. You've got no option. Mm. This is happening. Relax. But I also think make a bit of a plan. Like, and I don't mean a panicked plan. Like, I don't mean go into a master's because you want to prolong the working thing or whatever. There.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go and get a job straight away and this place, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I think take your time. We've spoken about this loads. A really great, honestly, tool to have.
Life hack.
We knew a girl that put in her bio after she finished uni, gap year. Uh-huh. And I remember us talking about it and being like,
that's genius. Fucking clever. Like, you've shaved you've a few years off your life.
You've bought a year
iconic.
Back.
It's absolutely iconic.
And she did
iconic.
Stuff as well. Like, I think she was literally, like, training to be a lawyer. Like, she was on, like, she was doing stuff.
Mm.
But it's like, you've got gap year in there. So, yeah, lie in bed. No one's going to fucking ask any questions. You're in a fucking gap year.
I think as well, sometimes the classic thing that in your head, everyone's questioning you and asking things of you and judging you and putting pressure on you.
Mm.
And there definitely is a lot of like very real societal pressure and like bills that massively. Need to be paid. But a lot of the pressure, I think, comes, at least for me, from myself, of the expectations not being met and like just the extra layers of stress and, most importantly, guilt and shame, the crux.
Always
the crux, yeah. That I almost think maybe it's just one of those things that you have to go through, because I think if someone would have said to me, you're putting loads of pressure on yourself, remove the guilt and shame, just ease into the time, don't worry about it, it would have just gone straight over my head. I think it's almost, there's nothing really that could have prepared me for that experience of just being thrown out into the world feeling like shit and nobody wants you.
It was so tough.
That's I think the bit that I found hard, that it's like just the sense of like on a global scale nobody wants you. Oof.
Yeah no one. Literally no one. Well, I remember like handing out CVs to everywhere on the road that I just moved to London, no job, terrified, what the fuck am I doing? And it's like, right, okay, I'm just gonna hand out CVs everywhere, and you spend your whole day doing it and not a single place calls you. Not even some people you hand it to and they laugh in your face.
Yeah, most of like, them it's like, well, we can't take that. It's like, what is this, the 80s? Like, we don't take paper CVs.
But the job I did get was actually from a CV, thank fuck.
It normally is, though. It's normally the job that you get is the shittest job where they're like, can you start tomorrow?
Yeah, no, it was. Like, oh,
there was a reason you needed
now?
Me so bad.
And I don't know. But that, yeah, that's a hard feeling when it's like, you've come out with almost like, I graduated from uni, I lived with all my friends, and it's like almost like you were living the high life.
Oh God, the highest.
And now you're very much living the low life. Almost like what everyone always says, like, I always think this is kind of sad when people say this, because I just think, I don't ever want to be this person.
It's
but a
limiting.
Lot of people always say, best days of your life. And I'm always aware of anyone that ever claims that anyone else's years will be the best days of their life. It's just obviously projecting.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
you don't know me,
maybe,
you don't know my life,
you don't know what I'm going to do in my fucking 40s, mate. And neither do I, and that's why they'll be great. But I do think there's this idea of like, you really have left your youth, like now it's like, well, welcome to reality, the world of work, but luckily we've somehow avoided that with this fucking fucking crazy thing. But I just think I was terrified of like this reality world of work thing.
I think that's a similar nervousness, apprehension of the kind of late 20s thing that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the pressure of the 20s? Like, what do you think that pressure is?
There's a few.
Mm-hmm.
One that I've only started feeling recently, we've spoken about recently, the biological clock is fucking put.
I hate her.
It's like, it's enough that that's a thing. Can you not call it a biological
clock?
Like, it's just, why have you called it that? Mm-hmm. I can hear it ticking.
Mm-hmm.
That's
She's
a new
blow.
One that literally in the last 3 months, like that's a new one that's starting the tick 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 of that.
God, thanks for that.
Horrid. But like also it like in the way that doesn't do you know what's horrid about that, it's like it doesn't align with my life at all now. So it's like I don't want that, I can't want that, it just doesn't align at all with anything I want to do. It would actually be a disaster, but the idea of this clock is like, what the fuck?
You know what's funny is I actually legitimately said to Steffi the other day, if you were to get pregnant, I would support you 110%. Do you
yeah, you did say that.
I said I would be there for you every day. Yeah, it's true.
That's really horrific. Like, thank you so much.
Yeah, so the biological clock is one.
And I would support you 100% of the way as well. So
thank you.
Goes without
thank
saying.
You.
And everyone always says I remind them of a fun aunt.
Yeah, and you did say the other day as well, if you're planning on making me your maid of honour, don't. I'd rather be godmother.
Don't. Yeah, I would.
You let that sort of title I can really see myself in. You know, I can really sink my teeth into. Yeah.
I don't ever want to be, like, I just don't see myself as maid of honour. I just always have felt kind of under threat of being made a maid of honour.
Okay, okay, right.
It's just something I know that I don't want. Like, it's almost like,
don't worry, it's okay.
If you kind of, because it's a great honour, but it's
it
not for
is.
Me.
The maid of honour.
The maid, you're the maiden of the honour.
The maiden
honour,
of
the honourable maid.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. I just don't want it.
It's fine.
No.
Right.
But godmother sounds great.
Okay, biological clock.
If I'm up for grabs. I don't want it, but I don't not want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, if you're available.
Yeah, exactly. I'll see what I've got on.
Biological clock is one.
Yeah.
You said there are a few fears.
And I think being an adult, it's like, right, you can't piss about anymore. You can't, for example, your van doesn't arrive, you fucking cry and phone your mum. You're an adult in this world.
I think I've seen all the old biddies on the street crying to whoever they can
I
get
know,
their help.
But
do you
I
know
think
what I mean?
I do feel pressure about, like, I think I need, like, there are loads of ways that I feel like grow up, like, almost too much. No
really?
One's telling me to, but I almost think, like, yeah, like, a lot of my interests are like, oh god, is this appropriate for a 26-year-old?
Like
Stardew Valley, like, what I'm doing on my 26th birthday, I'm gonna go see the amazing new play of My Neighbor Totoro, which is a thing I loved when I was 10. Like, and it's almost like it's the thing that you said ages ago. Mm. We would, when people say like, oh, I just don't feel 26, I feel 14, I feel 16, blah blah blah, you were like, I mean, it's so fucking true. You said, but do not think that being 26 just looks different to what you thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of it. There's this idea that adults don't like anything fun, and I still like fun things.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
therefore,
oh god,
you can't
I need to
be
grow
an
up
adult.
And be,
yeah.
Yeah, I need to grow up. Like, stop being happy, essentially.
Like, you don't have time for things you enjoy. You
yeah,
know what,
like, that's
though?
Not important.
Your interests and stuff like that, I feel like I've actually found that as I, like, over the past few years, and just the older I get, the more life that I live, the more I'm, like, making a conscious effort and, like, decision and, like, going with intention to, like, hobbies and interests and, like, activities and things that I liked as a kid.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't give a shit. I couldn't
care
less.
In loads of ways, I don't give a shit.
Of course.
But I think if we're talking about the anxiety of kind of a new fucking age, either new year, new chapter, whatever, there's definitely, I think, the idea of growing up is scary.
But is it anxiety of, like, being sat playing Stardew Valley is a bad thing to do? Or is it really the anxiety of, I should be making something, I should be contributing to society, I'm an adult and I should be... Do you know what I mean? Like, no. I think it's not about the interest.
It's not contributing. I feel like we contribute.
Oh,
goodness.
More than
gracious.
Enough, you contribute.
I recycle. I contribute.
But
I think
do you know
it,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Not,
like, it doesn't align with the productivity of an adult that you would have in your head.
I don't know if it's a productivity. I think it's like, it doesn't align with my, not even, right, let me actually think. It's, first of all, goes without saying, I don't want to ever be, the adults that I'm seeing, I don't want their behaviours. I don't think they look good. They don't look happy. I don't want their behaviours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have the thing of, I know in my heart, I'm never going to be someone that doesn't play Stardew Valley. I'm never going to be someone that doesn't like fucking Scooby-Doo. Like, these are all things that I know I'm going to like when I'm 80.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look around, the adults don't seem to be playing Stardew Valley. They don't like Scooby-Doo. They don't like any of these things.
But they're from they're a doing different taxes. Generation.
They're doing taxes. And they're,
I know,
they're,
but... You're born know, in the 90s, like, you're just, you're like a product of a completely different...
Oh, I don't know, it's weird though.
It's a completely different mindset.
Or like, even like the transition between, you'd meet your friends kind of, they just come and they'd like come and sit on your bed, like your friends are just like a chilled thing that they'll come into your bedroom and they'll lie on your bed and all of that. Now it's like, oh, you got to meet people for coffee. I don't think
and
that
wine.
Aligns with me. Ugh, no. Like,
yeah,
I like
don't.
The kind of... scrapped well I think I do that's the thing I do all of those things, but I think there's a stiffness to adulthood that I think really
you
I don't
reject.
Ever want to step into.
I agree,
but it's not really appropriate. Like, if I walked into my parents' room and like my mum and her friends were like lying on her bed, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Is this my new mum?
Yeah, like, but that's not your life.
But do you know any adults that do anything? Like,
I do, like but I think it's
adults
also
are not
about
casual.
But I think it's about this like social norms. I think like casual meant something different in 1996.
Yeah.
To be casual. And it's like you now, like you could be in your bed right now and scroll through like 100 different people in their rooms on your story. You went to school with them, you haven't seen them in years, whatever, but you know exactly where they were 4 hours ago. In the 90s, if your mum didn't see someone since school, that was it. She was out, they were gone. Never heard of them. And it, or like seeing your friends, it would be like you would call them on their house phone or send them an email max
it's blah, blah,
to arrange. Where it's like now you've got everything literally at your fingertips. The way we access each other is so different that it's like, of course, it's like I would come and jump in your bed. But if I was 20 years older, I probably wouldn't because I wouldn't have had access to your bed like that.
But I think like our grandparents when they were 9 or like when they were fucking 15 or whatever were definitely like lying around in each other's bed. Also, it's not that I want to get in everyone's bed. Like, that's not really my priority here.
Yeah, I just think times were different.
I don't know. They might be, but I can almost just, I think that friendship becomes stiffer when you're an adult. Kind of you go for like coffee catch up. Like for catch ups. Like that's the thing now. People go, oh, do you want to go for a coffee and catch up? It's like, I don't want to catch up. I just want to be present. I find it really like, it's quite, that might be really wanky to say, but I just find it like there's definitely a stiffness and like a formality to like adult relationships, which I really find distasteful.
Well, distasteful, vulgar, crude. I think part of it as well is the reality of like people are spending minimum 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Elsewhere. So when they see one of their closest friends in 2 months' time, they have to catch up. It's like, what's the alternative? I know, but that's life.
No, I completely see it. I just
society.
Don't. And I think I fear being a part of that. I really don't want that.
I know.
There are loads of things I like. That is one that it's not even, I don't know, that just doesn't sound good to me. And when I see these kind of things, I'm like, oh, is that what being an adult's like?
I do think though a big part of it is that just the ways that we interact and like civilization I think has moved into a different space
definitely
over the past couple years.
What do you think, just this is a small thing that I also thought that adults
really, really
adults it's like we're literally 12.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on
grown-ups
fashion when you're an adult, like when you're a grown-up woman, like almost like mum fashion and all of this stuff, like, or like kind of work wear,
kind of
things, like
mutton dressed as lamb.
Yeah, do you not fear being that almost like,
yeah,
I don't like any of these clothes that I'm supposed to be wearing, not at this age, but like what, I'm 60, I'm supposed to dress like that?
No, you won't be. We still got 40 years. You don't know what that's going
to
look like.
I've got to cut all my hair off short. And I've got to wear cardigans. No.
No, don't worry about it. What are you worrying about that for?
I'm not. Just we're talking about anxiety. I mean, that's one. Very small one.
I think it's time to go. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Okay.
Merry Podmas.
Yeah, Merry Podmas, guys. Congratulations on the
Podmas. There's some things to worry about, but also don't really worry about them. It's
I don't
not real
know
things,
about this
they?
One. This one feels weird, doesn't it? You've got us on a bit of an odd really. Moment. Yeah. So, oh, didn't see you there.
Yes, it was like, was this just a phone call that we recorded? Go have a hot chocolate.
I guess we've got no choice but to see you again tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm loving Podmas, by the way.
Me too. Best decision ever. And I know what I was saying earlier, but I really do think we're going to take a lot of what we've tried to do in Podmas.
I think we've learned a lot
from it. And carry it through as the crux, yeah.
It's a new era chapter that hasn't been disappointing.
No.
It's been, like, better than
it's been fun, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Surprised by it. Like, I, as much as it's like, this is going to be fun, I think it's exceeded my expectations in the casualness of it all.
Well, I think almost it's like, God, I feel really like I'm on top of everyone's lives. Like, I feel very close to everyone.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like once a week. Jesus.
That's like, God, do you know us? Once a week.
I was thinking that. I was like, God, you didn't know us at all.
Yeah. You need the daily updates.
It's almost, we were so self-indulgent before and we've somehow found a way to take
we're
it
gonna
to the next
level.
We're
going to start doing like 2-a-day hourly podcast, guys. Yeah,
we have to fill
last
you
last hour was crazy. 10 o'clock was mental.
Shit. Right, let's go.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. I'm sure we will.
Yeah,
touch
we
word.
Will. Got nothing else
yeah,
on.
Nothing better to do. And neither do you by the looks of it.
Yeah. Well, Well, congratulations on the Podmas.
Congratulations on the Podmas. Woohoo!
Oh, actually, I just have a funny thing.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
I just met my little sister, who is 8 years old, and she lives in Lisbon, and she just came over to England.
Yeah.
I just literally could only see her for probably about 40 minutes, which was gutting. But she, and I gave her a little cuddly toy of the movie Vivo. Have you seen Vivo?
Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's like a little monkey thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a kinkachu. Apparently, he's rapping. It's cute. Vivo. And I watched it with her like a few months ago. So I gave her a toy of Vivo.
That was nice of you.
Well, it's her Christmas present.
Godmother activity tick. No, I'm joking. It's just a little tick against your
watches
name.
Watches movie and loves it so much. She buys a toy. She loved it though. But I had my phone case like on the table. And she grabbed it and she was like, if you don't hear from me, assume the worst. And I was like, you know I have a podcast? And she's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, God, 8-year-olds know what podcasts
are. They do, yeah.
So that's what we say at the end of the podcast. And she was like, why assume the worst? I was like, it's just a funny thing. Like, don't take it to heart. Like, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's just a funny little joke. She looked so confused.
Just adult stuff. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well,
congratulations on the podcast. On the Podmas. Fuck.
Nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.